Hey everybody, this is Mr. Pole Jingles. I am in Belton, Missouri. I can't remember what the name of the course is. I'll bring it up as I get further along. I've tried to play this course, I think, a couple of times and was unlucky because they had like league night or something, or league day or something, and it's just completely packed. And today doesn't look like it's... Oh my God, I'm looking at a bald eagle. Holy crap, that's awesome. That's freaking cool. So there's a bald eagle right by the lake. I think this is called Cleveland Lake. Now I get it. Now I know what I'm talking about. That's really neat. It's probably about 100 yards from me up in an old tree. It's huge. Huh. That's neat. Okay, so anyway, it's a little cool. It's a Sunday. I'd say it's probably about 42 degrees or so. I'm playing in a sweatshirt. This is the first time I played disc golf in about 60 some odd days, 65 days or so, something like that. There are quite a few people on the course, so they might be having some sort of league day. I don't know if I'm going to play all 18 holes. It's supposed to get cold tonight. It's supposed to snow. I've already thrown hole number one. Just an update for anybody that's ever played this course. There's actually a couple of tee pads on hole number one, so you can play the longer one or the shorter one, and there is actually multiple holes. I played the shorter hole, but the longer pad, so I don't know what that says about me. It says it's a par four, but I think that means for the gold version, so I probably really got a par with a three, but it's telling me, UDIS is telling me that it was a birdie, which I'll take it, whatever. Let's see. Hole number two has a tee pad. The tee pads are nice and long. They're probably about 14, 15 feet long, and they taper outwards, which is the way I preferred them to go. I do have a couple of new discs in my bag, and I haven't thrown either one of them yet. I got a new TL3, and I got a new Buzz that my friend Che was nice enough to give me. Number two is a kind of a downhill shot. I think that we've done a podcast about this course with Treesbane. I believe he did a podcast, so you can go check that one out over there if you want to hear both of us talk. Treesbane right now is cooking. He got a new job. I tried to get Blu-ray to get out, but he's sick, so just went out and went solo. All right, I'm up to hole number two. Like I said, it was a little bit of a downhill shot. It's kind of woods on both sides of you. It's a fairly open fairway, but if you have anything that curves very much, I wonder what the distance is. That would be probably useful information. Maybe I should go down a thing. Anyway, I'll look at it and see what I want to play as far as a disc. It looks like it would be a good... Maybe I'll just bust out that brand new TL3. I got a green one. That's pretty tough. Still got the sticker on it. Should probably take that off. All right, here I am. I'm at Cleveland Lake. Wish me luck. All right, so I did go ahead and threw my brand new TL3. It's 175 grams, and it's green. So I ended up getting a par. It didn't drive very well. Still brand new, so it needs to get beat in just a little bit, I think. I'm up to hole number three. Hole number three is like, I think it says 277. It's into the woods for the purple hole. I never saw if there was a gold hole on the second one, but at any rate, there's a couple of people in front of me. Just waiting for them to finish up, and then I will go ahead and through. I think I'm going to bust back out my Mantra, because it actually flew pretty good on the first hole. Hello? Anyway, here we go. All right, so let's see. I don't know where I was. I think I bogeyed hole number three. It was a very, very makeable putt, so I'm a little embarrassed by that action. But nice enough, there was a group of four. There's like a guy and three kids. They let me play through on hole number four. And again, I bogeyed that one, which wasn't all that great. And then hole number five, I also quote unquote bogeyed, but I don't know if number five is listed in my disc or a new disc. Not my disc, your disc. I don't know if it's listed correctly, a new disc. So I kind of think that it should have been a par four the way it was laid out. It seemed like it's in the woods, and it seemed like it was probably close to 380, 400 or something like that. Pretty technical to try to get that in, but so anyway, I got a four on that one. So I'm up to hole number six. There's a tee pad. There's two tee pads here as well, and I can't see the basket, which I think is frustrating. I guess I'll consult you. I might go up to the more forward one just because that might give me an idea where the basket is. Not that I'm trying to throw short holes, but I'd like to know exactly where my target is. So I'm going to move on over to that one, and I'll let you know how I did. I hope you guys are all doing okay. I should have been doing a lot more putting, I can tell you that, because my putting is atrocious right now. I'm not in mid-season form quite yet, but that's all right. It's March 6th, 2022, and I'm playing disc golf, so that's good. Wow. Kind of a random, this course has a kind of a ditch, kind of a little creek that runs through it. So there's a lot of handmade bridges that are here. They're of not, we don't think that they're quite Eagle Scout material quite yet. All right, I'm almost over to the other tee pad. It looks like it's a little bit newer than the old one. So I don't know what's going on here. Oh, there's my basket. I can see it. All right, so since I'm here, I'm going to throw the short one. It's not actually that long of a shot, but there is a lot of woods there, so wish me luck. Hole number six, it looks like it's probably about 110 feet away, maybe 100 feet, but there's a plethora of trees in the way, so hopefully I can guide it right in there and get a birdie. That'd be nice. All right, so I made it up to hole number seven. On hole number six, which is that shorter hole, I threw my old buzz because I didn't want to ruin my new buzz, and I promptly hit the crap out of a tree. I mean, I just about chopped it down, which was fine. So I am going to go ahead and throw the buzz again. It went straight. It wasn't anything. It was just user error for sure. Hole number seven is, it looks like it's maybe 200 feet away, but there's a lot of trees to go through. There's a couple of orange Mando signs to your left because it's pretty close to hole number six. And so they want to make sure you're not cheating that way and accidentally decapitate some poor kid. So hole number seven seems like it's protected by a grove of trees. I don't think there's really any realistic way to get through there without just blind luck, but as far as an ace run goes, I think it does have some birdie potential if you can wind it around a few, but there are a number of obstacles to get around. So I'm going to just try and get through. There's two trees that are about 50 feet away. I'm going to split them first and then worry about the rest of it later. So I am playing the short tee pad just because I'm way lazy, and it looks like the long tee pad's about 100 feet further, and that looks just like a lot of work. I was a little bit critical of some of the bridge crossings, and if you're listening to this and you did some hard work, I'm sorry. You obviously did a lot of work. There's a lot of bridge crossings here. Hats off to you guys, because obviously I didn't do any of it, so don't take any of my criticism seriously. So, all right, hole number seven. What's interesting about some of these holes is they use purple baskets. I think purple baskets are the short baskets, and then the yellow ones are the gold baskets, I suppose. But the purple ones, they don't stand out very well amongst the trees in this current lighting. It's a little overcast. You can tell a temperature might be dropping here just a tad bit. So there's a bunch of string up around hole number seven. I don't know what that's about, if that's supposed to be don't cross that line or what it is, or maybe that's a line where if you go past, you have to pay a troll or something like that to get through. Anywho, I'm going to go ahead and throw this instead of talking. All right, so I'm up to hole number eight. Hole number eight's a little weird because you end up passing a tee pad that I think Treesbane and I saw last time, and it was kind of a cool hole, but it wasn't really on U disc. So it was like a bonus hole that we thought we were going to go back to, but never ended up doing. And I kind of looked at it today, and it doesn't look like there is even any kind of hole on that one. So I'm up to hole number 8, and I am playing there's two tee pads. There's a really long gold one, and there's a shorter purple one. I'm going to play the shorter purple one from the second tee pad. It looks like it's 300 feet through the woods or so, something like that. There is a lion there. I guess maybe I could just go ahead and bust out my old TL3, and then just not put as much mustard on it. Let's see what I was going to say. Oh, on hole number 7, oh my God, I hit every tree there was. So double bogeyed that one. It's really humiliating to double bogey like a 200-foot hole. So that was kind of frustrating. But at any rate, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and throw. It looks like I'm starting to run into a bunch of people. I don't know if they're on the next hole or if they're on a different hole, but it's getting a little crowded. So we'll see how it goes. So apparently the U disc app is incorrect, because whenever the last hole I played, which I thought was 8, turned out to be actually 9. And so I walked back, and the tee pad that I passed that I didn't think had a hole on it actually does have a hole on it. So I've marched back dutifully to do my honor of trying to get back to par. I bogeyed hole number 9. And that's fine. I'm fine with that. I don't have much faith that I'll do much better. These wooded courses, I mean, they're long and wooded, so it's really hard to find that line. And if you mess up, it's easy bogey, that's for sure, if not double bogey. So, yeah, here I go. It's definitely setting up for like a real tour event location, or a real tournament location, which is a surprise from what it used to be, because it used to not even have any tee pads. Now it's got decent looking tee pads in all of them, and very, very hard holes. So I guess if you're into high scores, this is the course for you. All right, so I made it up to 10. So U disc right now is pretty much worthless to me, because it's going with an old layout. So, you know, it's cool. They got a new layout. That's fine. It'll be interesting to see how the back 9 does. I'm on hole number 10. Hole number 10 is what used to be hole number 9. It's straight away. It looks like it's about 350, 400, something like that. It's wide open, or fairly wide open. There are some smaller trees in the fairway. There's a sidewalk that goes along the side, and there's some youth throwing a football around behind me, so that's fun. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, that can't be right. That's hole number 9. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go straight away, hole number 10. Wish me luck. Oh, by the way, on hole number 8, I bogeyed it, so. But I actually had a better drive than I thought I was going to. Anyway, there we go. So some of my struggles are continuing. On hole number 10, let's see, what did I do? I hit a tree on my drive, and then I had a fairly decent, I tried out my new Buzz, and it flew straight as an arrow, so that was kind of great. And I had probably a, I don't know, 18-footer, missed that, so I ended up getting a bogey on it. And then I went around, and I found one of the old tee pads, which I think was a tee pad for hole number 9, maybe, or something like that. And I found a hole to throw to, but it was like the gold position for hole number 10, so I guess that one doesn't count. Nothing's matching up with U-Disc right now, so obviously they need to update some of their stuff. I believe I'm on hole number 11. Hole number 11 is the one that runs parallel to the lake. So you get a little bit of the wind, a little bit of the wind, the fetch off of the lake. I just threw my drive. I threw a decent amount, but I still probably only got about 2/3 of the way there. Don't know what the official length of this hole is. It's probably like 360, 70 or something like that. I was throwing my Mantra and I kind of skied it, but it stayed in the middle of the fairway, so I'm happy with that. So it looks like I've got about an 80 footer for birdie, so hopefully I can get this up and down, just get par and move on. Wish me luck. All right, so I finished up hole number 11 and I got a par. And so as I headed towards hole number 12, I noticed that I was very close to my car. And I also noticed that the temperature was dropping and it looked like it feels like it's dropped about 7 degrees and the clouds are coming in and I heard some thunder. And if I would have played the whole rest of the round, there were some people fishing on the lake. I'd had to throw around them. I didn't want to worry about hitting anybody. And so that car looked awfully tempting. And so, you know, it's March 6th, I think. And so I'm just bagging it. You know, I proved my point. I got out. I played some disc. I did a little podcast action. That's good enough for me today. That's it. That's all I need. I do appreciate all the, I don't know if I got new listeners or if I have my listeners that are listening are a little bit more avid. I've noticed that my number has been going up. So thank you for listening. That's very kind of you. Yeah, it's been, fun seeing some of the numbers go up. So let's see what else is going on. I guess in COVID news, if you're interested in that, or at least I like to kind of see how things are going by the time I actually post this, I think that cases are down to like 46,000 or something like that per day, new cases across the nation, which is great because it was like 800,000 cases on average per day not too long ago in January, whatever. And so I think everybody just got sick from Omicron and now we all have antibodies. And so it's good. I just hope they last. We'll see. Things feel like they're kind of getting back to normal, which is good. There's still 1,200 people dying a day. So, I mean, that's kind of a sobering thing. It'll be interesting to see where things are whenever I listen to this next, because right now the Ukraine and Russia are currently at war, and things don't look like they're doing too well in that front. So I'm a little worried that the United States might get pulled into a war, and so might all of the NATO countries, and things don't look good on that front. So, but on that bleak note, I was glad to get out and walk around, even if it was kind of a little cooler day, and play some disc. I will say that this course is probably a little bit more challenging than Mr. Poljangles likes to do. It'd be kind of nice if somebody would update UDisc to give the new layout, since obviously there's a lot of changes. So we'll see. Anyway, I hope you guys are all doing well. I hope you're all healthy. Take care. This is Mr. Poljangles. I am OUT. Bye.
Oh, thank you.